Message number 1316. God is omnipresent, He is everywhere. Thursday, January 22, 2015 at 2020. My dearly beloved daughter, apostasy has gripped the world and spreads its tentacles into every religion which acknowledges me, Jesus Christ, as well as those which acknowledge my beloved Father. Those who spread apostasy do it in a way that is not apparent, and imposters will carefully nurture souls into accepting a false doctrine. This will lead two-thirds of Christians into apostasy, where they will be none the wiser. Every law of God will be bent and presented as being pertinent to the modern world. So persuasive will my enemies be, so caring and humble in appearance, that they will convince even the most staunch and loyal followers of mine that these changes are acceptable in God's eyes. Once a Christian departs from the truth, he is guilty of accepting lies. Soon after, he will accept false doctrine, and then he will fall away from the faith very quickly. When the time is right, the man of perdition will convince all Christians who reject the true word of God to join a new one-world religion. And so this is how my church will be crucified. But the light of God will be poured out over the Christians and the Jews, and out of their mouths, inspired by Enoch and Elijah, they will preach the word of God. These will be the two religions which will be targeted by my enemies and persecuted, dealt with harshly before being banned from practicing their religion in public places. Eventually, they will take over their churches and temples. But governed by the fire of the Holy Spirit, they will spread the word of God. They will find the courage and the strength to remain true to God. Priests loyal to the truth will continue with the daily sacrifice carried out in my name and in the way it was meant to be. Following them will be the remnant in every nation who will respond to the Spirit of fire. God's power must never be underestimated. He will lead His own on their march to victory. He will wipe away every bramble which blocks their path. He will cover them with the circle of His heavenly protection and fill their souls with wisdom and the truth. God is omnipresent, He is everywhere, and He sees everything. Satan's power is terrifying, but he is not omnipresent. He can only spread his influence through the souls he and his cohorts manage to deceive. God's power can multiply in every single part of the world in an instant. Every action, good, bad, or indifferent, comes about through the free will of man, which is influenced by either the Holy Spirit or the spirit of evil. God's power will prevail, and on the great day of the Lord His enemies will be powerless, and through the hand of my Father they will be cast into the abyss. The greatest punishment will be brought down upon God's sacred servants who preach falsities, because they were blessed with the truth but rejected it in favor of deliberately drawing souls away from the Word of God. Theirs will be the worst sin of all, and for that they will never see the face of God. Your Jesus.